This is actually the most difficult stage because that enthusiasm and excitement and confidence that was there in stage one, reality begins to set in and you realize how hard the task is going to be. Take fishing, for example. That initial enthusiasm and excitement of all the fish just popping into the boat automatically, it actually doesn't go like that, even though you see it on television. When you help someone who is a master, someone who's very good, you realize that it does take some technique to bait the hook, and it does take some skill to cast the line, and those fish actually don't jump in automatically like they do on the TV shows. Reality sets in. Isn't this what Jesus did with his disciples? In the second stage, Jesus sees his disciples. Luke chapter 3 says, Jesus says this, reality sets in. He says this, sell your possessions and give to the poor. Make for yourselves purses that will not wear out. What Jesus is saying here is that the road ahead is going to be bumpy. And at this stage, the disciples, those who were being tutored by Jesus, they were probably thinking, this is going to be much harder than I thought. Boy, it's not going to be automatic that people are going to join us. We're going to have to stick this in for the long haul. These were the things that they were thinking. Confidence was low. Enthusiasm was kind of waning. The Gospels tell us at this stage. But here's the thing that's critical for the church, this big body. It's critical that we move to the third stage and not get stuck at the second stage. That third stage is you do. I help. A shift happens. You know, confidence begins to pick up at this third stage. You've watched someone do it. You've kind of helped. Things are kind of coming in place. And now it's your turn to try it out and do whatever it is. I remember the first time that I went fishing, the expert in that relationship was my dad. I had never gone fishing before. And I helped him out. I watched. We went through that exercise. And then my dad took a step back and he let me fish and cast the line. And it was interesting watching my dad do this because when I started to get some bites, I could tell he was getting antsy and he wanted to get up and grab the pole and take it and capture the fish himself. And he started tapping his foot like he does when he wants to do something. But he sat back. And he was a helper. And he let me fish. Isn't this what Jesus did with his disciples? In a conversation with his disciples in John chapter 14 and 15, he gathered those who were being tutored under him, and he said something interesting. He said this, I no longer call you my servants, I call you my friends. And in that same discussion, Jesus essentially said, I'm going away. I'm going to prepare a place for you. You can't go with me. What excitement and enthusiasm for these disciples. Jesus was saying, it's yours, baby. I'll be with you, but this project's going to be yours. You do. I'm going to help you. But my friends, ultimately it's important that we go to a fourth stage in the process. At that fourth stage, that's when everything falls in place. You do, I watch. The excitement and the enthusiasm and the confidence is at a sky-high level. Not like stage one, when there was excitement about just doing something new. At this stage, the person who has been trained, they're on full bore and they're ready. They've been through the ups and the downs. More importantly, they rely on God's grace, on God's strength through the process of being a saint. It's not about themselves, but it's about God's strength. And isn't that ultimately what Jesus did with his disciples? You do, I'll watch. Now, he's there. He strengthens us. But in Matthew chapter 28, as Jesus left the earth, he said this, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. I give it to you. Go, make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son. And at the very end of Matthew's gospel, Jesus says, lo, I will be with you to the very end of the age. I will be with you. This process is what Jesus launched in a very minute level. And those disciples who were raised and elevated from watching to doing didn't just stand there and take in their elevated status as a follower of Jesus and as a saint. You know what that generation did? They started the process over again. I do. You watch. I do. You help. The disciples then took a background step. You do. I help. You do. I watch. And the church is strengthened in this way from generation after generation.